According to a new report, the rebuilding of the World Trade Center will take longer and cost more than planned. Those are findings from a candid reassessment by the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. The Port Authority also said that the National September 11th Memorial and Museum would not be completed in time for the 10th anniversary of the attacks. NPR's Margot Adler has the story.
Speaking to a public meeting of the Port Authority, Christopher Ward, the new executive director, put the situation facing the World Trade Center site bluntly.
While significant progress has been made, the schedule and cost estimates of the rebuilding effort that have been communicated to the public are not realistic.
As they tried to estimate the costs and timing of the project, he said they realized 15 key decisions had not yet been made. He gave this example among many.
The final design of the World Trade Center transportation hub has not been completed. As a result, it's impossible to predict completion dates or costs with accuracy.
There are still land rights issues to negotiate with the owners of a Greek Orthodox church destroyed in the attack. And the Deutsche Bank building, badly damaged on 9/11, requires an additional $37 million to demolish it. Remember, this is a project that will create 5 major skyscrapers, the 3rd largest transportation hub in New York City, a huge memorial museum, a state-of-the-art vehicle security center, a performing arts center, a retail venue, and more. Then think about this, he said, 101 contractors and subcontractors, 33 design firms, 19 public agencies.
Arguably the most complex project built in this nation.
Most of the cost estimates were made before construction started, and prices for fuel and steel have gone up greatly. This new assessment was ordered on June 11th by New York Governor David Paterson, who appointed Chris Ward as executive director of the Port Authority, and at his own news conference today said he wanted the report
to tell the truth about the cost assessments and the schedules of that project. The truth. No spins, no phony optimism, and certainly no gloss.
Paterson said he wants the stakeholders to report back in 90 days so he can hold them accountable and the public can hold him accountable. Until then, he said, there would be no estimates and no timelines.
We're not going to give any phony dates or timetables at this point and then follow it up with phony ribbon cuttings or encouraging words and no follow-up. We are instead going to change the culture of the way the management of this project is working.
Ward and Paterson said there is no process or authority in place to resolve competing claims and that the governance of the project had to be streamlined. There have been estimates in the press that the cost of the project could rise as much as $3 billion, but both Paterson and Ward were clear that giving numbers was premature and that some projects could be downsized. As to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum,
the memorial will not be fully completed and available for the public in 2011.
Still, Ward emphasized that 18 months ago there was nothing happening at the site, which is now bustling with hundreds of construction workers. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.